Despite bad weather on Saturday, close to 200 bicycle enthusiasts participated in the Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce Spring Fever Bike Rally. Chamber President Meredith Cadell is thrilled by the critical acclaim the event is receiving.
It was horrible weather. It was probably the worst riding weather we could have asked for because it was that mist. And so instead of like a hard rain that would clear the oil off the roads and things like that, it just made it slicker. But we had over 170 riders that showed. Wow. It was great. We had 85 that had registered ahead of time, and then we hit that 170, 172 number the day of. So I was really impressed with that, being that the weather was so yucky, for lack of a better word. But we had a really great ride. I've had a lot of feedback. A lot of times we always send an email the night before, and then we send an email after the ride just saying, you know, we're so glad that you came and we loved having you in Sulphur Springs, and give them the date for next year's ride. So hopefully they'll go ahead and put that on their calendar. And we've just had 20 plus emails of people that have sent back saying, you know, we can't wait for next year. We're going to bring our bike club with us. They talked about our sag wagons and how phenomenal they were. I had a girl that had 3 flat tires during the day. And she said, I would go, we always give them the phone number to the sag wagons on their bracelet that indicates what ride they're doing, what color ride. And she would say, every time I'd go to call that number, a sag wagon would come up on me. So they really did a great job. And then we've had several people that said that they wish we would go to other towns and teach them how to host rest stops, because our rest stops just went all out. They cheered, they were fun, they had music. And they just had the perfect food. They had pickle juice and peanut butter, all those things that bike riders want when they're riding, especially long distances. Then Alliance Bank did burgers on the square, and the Southwest Dairy Museum provided chocolate milk on the square, which is a great recovery drink. And for all those things, security, the Sheriff's Department and the posse in the city of Sulphur Springs, everybody felt so safe on the ride. They just knew that it was just a really good ride. So people are happy with it. They like it. We had a lady that writes for a bike racing magazine, and she's going to publish an article. It's called The Racing Post, that she'll publish in April. She sent me an email, and she says, as a matter of fact, my best friend and our Sulphur Springs is halfway for us, so we're going to start meeting there and spending some time in Sulphur Springs. So it's really been good for the community because people loved it. They loved the glass bathrooms. They just thought that was the coolest thing. You know, everybody wanted to take their picture. So it was absolutely a fantastic day, despite the weather.
Well, it sounds like, that this thing will just grow and grow. And if you get a nice day like today, then I can't imagine. We'll probably have double what you would have had what you had Saturday.
Well, that's what I think. I mean, I think had the weather been like this on Saturday, we probably would have hit that 200, 250 number, which we were prepared for. But that's the hard thing with riders. Usually 20 to 30% register ahead of time and the rest register the day of. So it makes it difficult to prepare things like t-shirts and food and all that. But we were totally prepared for that 250 number. But I'd rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. And, it was great. The people that hosted the rest stops had a blast. It was a good day all the way around. Really good for Sulphur Springs. They loved the downtown area. And many of them mentioned that next year they were going to bring their wives back so that they would, because they knew they would enjoy downtown Sulphur Springs while they were on the ride, their wives could shop. So it's a good day.
KSST News.